something good.
Tell me that you like it, yeah. Good morning, everyone. Welcome to Universal Energy Radio. This is the Lois Effect. My name is Alisa.
Where's our Liz? Hello.
Hi, can you hear me?
Sweetheart.
Yeah. What's going on?
What's going on?
Sorry. Hi, my name is Liz.
Oh.
Okay.
Deep breath.
Okay, so I get up early and got up especially early, and I awoke to, and this is like 6 in the morning, but I think it's just hitting me now, of course, when I'm on the air and I'm going to do the show with you guys, but, you know, that's why we do the show. And I'll just read it. It's from my, because at this point, I don't care. From my youngest son, and this was at almost 2 a.m., and I have him on the tracker, and when I went to bed, he was home, and I could see activity on the tracker that he was in and out at after midnight, after 1 o'clock, probably got home a little bit before 2 a.m. Yes, because this came at 1:50 a.m. And it's graphic. I'm just going to read it. So those of you who are offended by language, this is real life. This is, you know, being a teenager, being a mom. And I glanced at the text. I reread it, rather, about 5 minutes ago. And as I was walking to my bedroom to call into this show, it just hit me. And that's why I was emotional at the top, because it just hit me in that exact moment. And this is what I woke up to. I swear to God, Mom, if you fucking wake up and come at me with some bullshit about how I left the house, I might actually fucking lose my shit.
Dang.
Yeah. And things like that, the lack of regard for his safety, the lack of regard, period, is such a triggering point for me that it paralyzes me, and it makes me not want to be here anymore. I'm so freaking tired of this. This is 3 years off and on, and like any parent knows, everything's in cycles. It's not in absolutes. But, you know, it just undermines any and all efforts and intentions for a sane, peaceful, joyful, aspirational life. It just makes me want to disappear.
Oh, my God.
So I'm glad it's the three of us right now. I don't know how functional I'm going to be.
Oh, man.
Well, the first thing is to take some breaths, and this is something that, you know, you and I have been working on privately together, just moving that emotion away from something that, quite frankly, now you really cannot control, because we know that we can only control ourselves. And it's not easy because it's our child. It's our, you know, it's your child, and
it's just that I can deal with that, but it's the corona on top of, like, I cannot process both at once.
I understand. So, you've said you've let some things go. So let's think about, this has been going on for 3 years. So this is pattern. I mean, this isn't even a call. This is, I know, because I've been in the physical home when all this is happening.
Anybody who knows me knows this. Right.
Right. So I've been there. Lisa, you've been there. So we physically have been in your home, and we understand. And it's not, the thing is, as a parent, we're very concerned, and I know you have talked to him over and over and over again.
Oh, my God.
Like, so, So, have you tried writing back? Because to me, this is a reaction, and you can say something like, I understand where you're coming from, and I am working on changing how I approach this situation, okay? Because I've observed a lot of reaction, okay? So I understand. That's the first words. Like, when you text back, have you texted him back yet? No.
Oh, okay. I'm not. I have to say, my response is no response. That type of disrespect, because that's another part of it too, it does not warrant a response. You do not speak to anybody, particularly a woman, particularly your mother. You do not come at me aggressively, because that also triggers. Look, I live with these two young men. I hear an aggressive male voice. That triggers the hell out of me, because of the marriage and everything else that I got out of. So, my response is no response. This does not dignify a response.
Okay.
That's how I feel right now.
So, right. So, well, at this point, though, the issue is that now, since he's out and about like this, you know, is he wearing his mask? Is he doing all those things? And then he comes back. Yeah. Okay,
yeah.
So he comes
back into
the house.
He's a black 15-year-old. It's corona. He's a target. There's a major threat. Like, I have been surviving this for 3 years. What makes this so impactful? It's all of those things impacted by corona. I've been dealing with Black Lives Matter since he's 6 years old. So it's like it's not trendy for us. It's our life. So we can deal with that.
Right.
But if you're adding,
I get this, and you know, like I know, like Elisa knows, that nothing changes unless we change that within ourselves.
Correct.
And this is so hurtful deep down for you. And there's something. It's obviously, you know, it's a trigger for both of you. There's a trigger here. So the idea is, yes, understand that this is the cycle. And I'm very aware that it's corona, and I'm very aware that these things happen.
Right.
And you,
right.
you know, he's his own free will, and you
That's
are
right.
your own free will.
Right. Exactly.
So you have to take care of you. Even though, yes, he's still a minor. He is a minor that, you know, can't be controlled. He's a minor that, I mean, you have to get it right within yourself. And when I say right,
I know, aligned. I understand.
You have to soothe you. So
yeah.
It's taking that and moving that. And I truly understand, because as I'm listening to you, I just spent 2 evenings with my kids.
Right.
And this is the time where I've said, I've appreciated the fact that they've been what I call stuck in a small space. You know, they're living in an RV. I mean, they're traveling, and that's fine. And they know what it's like to not go anywhere. They actually do have free will at times. They could walk out the door and go walk down the street, but they don't. And
right.
So these are times when I appreciate that.
Yeah.
So, and I understand. And but what I'm trying to tell you is, just within, you don't even have to send it to them. Just within yourself.
Yes.
Okay. So I'm hearing both of you. I hear you as a mom, and I hear him as a teenager wanting his freedom, and he's got his hormones raging, and he's got everything going on, and he wants to be out of the house. And he's saying to you, don't respond the way you've been responding in the past.
Exactly. Right.
Okay. So respond differently. And the reason I'm saying that, I'm not saying you're not giving up and or anything like that, but what I'm saying to you is, say to him, I understand that my response in the past, and you don't even have to say this to him, but what I want you to just hear this. I understand that my response in the past has been very reactive. And I just want you to understand that I love you so much that it's your safety that is in my heart. My love for you and my safety for you is in my heart so much that I am concerned when you go out in the middle of the night.
And I acknowledge. Go ahead.
Yes.
Sorry.
Go ahead.
When he did this the last time,
mm-hmm.
and this is why it's killing me, maybe 2 weeks ago, I did exactly that.
Mm-hmm.
I said, I love you so much, and I know you're going through this, and I know it's hard, and I'm not going to, you know, I wanted to throw water on you and shake you, and I didn't. I did that exact thing 2 weeks ago.
Okay, one time. Hold on.
The last time that this happened, which was 2 weeks ago.
Okay, right. Okay, but stop right there. You've had 3 years of reacting to him going out. There's
right.
been one time where you said, I
right.
wanted to do this and I didn't. But what
right.
I'm saying is, the words, I understand, or I
yep.
acknowledge you.
Yep. Yep.
I hear you.
Yep.
It's because you can't change his pattern in a moment. You can't change you in a moment.
I can't change a damn thing.
So you can change it, but it's going to take some steps and some patience. It's like 3 years of reacting to him going
right.
out,
right.
getting angry, getting upset. Now you're saying, I want to, but I'm not. But instead say, I understand that I have been reacting to this, and I understand
right.
that you are this man that needs to go out and you need to do these things. And as your parent, I love you. I still love you. You're not even saying, you're just saying, I love you.
I want you
to be safe. That's it.
That's the message.
I understand.
That's it.
It's quick and easy. I understand. I love you. I understand. I love you. I'm your parent. I want you to be safe. And so, if you keep reinforcing that, because if he didn't care, he wouldn't have even texted you.
Oh, of course.
Okay.
Yeah. Absolutely.
Okay.
That's
he
right.
wouldn't. He wouldn't have even acknowledged it. But the fact that
right.
he wrote that is, Mom, I can hear Jeremiah. I need to go out and do this, but I know Mom's going to be upset at me. But I need to go out. I can hear him. I can hear him say it. I know I'm going to upset her. And then he's just giving you really the reaction that he's been taught over the past 3 years, he's finally said, and you said it too, I'm done with this. He's saying,
yeah,
I'm done with this,
yeah,
on each side. How do,
yep,
we come into this happy medium so that you're not reacting and he's not reacting? Because it's like a repellent that happens. And the,
right,
thing is that I know he is such a loving, beautiful,
yeah,
energy, and he,
yeah,
adores you.
Yeah.
We know that. And he's growing into this man that has his own ideas and wants to be his own person. And it's not the easiest time in the time of coronavirus and the time of Black Lives Matter and
thank
the time
you
of all of that. Okay? It's not easy. I get it. I feel for Jaden. You know, he's got two friends and they're both Black. And I wonder what these boys are dealing with. And Jaden only, he's only seen one of them like once in the last, like, 3 or 4 months,
yep,
because of all of this going on. So, once the things came down, you know, they had play day. I want to play day with my buddy Ian. Let's go. You know, but it's like, how do these guys deal with it? I was sitting with a client yesterday having the same similar conversation about business, about life, but about Black Lives Matter. You know, so it's like these conversations are coming up, things are coming up, people need to interact, he needs to do what he needs to do. And I'm saying, as a parent, the only thing that you could do is what? Change the locks on the door, lock it from the inside, don't let him out.
There's nothing I can do.
The only thing that you can do is say, Jeremiah, honey, I understand. I am your parent. I love you. I love you, and I want you to be safe. That's it. And the only,
yeah,
reason I'm saying don't ignore it is I want you to acknowledge back as a parent. It's that communication process. Actually, Raven just posted in chat. She said her youngest daughter was like that. And when she went back to school, she asked us, excuse me, and she said she would outgrow it. Somebody said she would outgrow it, and she didn't. She became more outspoken. And so she's let her grow into her own person. She said she didn't like what she was doing to her family. It's not up to us to change them, but I do expect respect. And that's something that you can say. You can say, Jeremiah,
yeah,
exactly. I understand.
Thank you. Right.
I am your mother. I want your safety, and I love you. And this text was very disrespectful. Next time you're going to go out, just text me that you're going to go out. That's it. Let it go. And I know I'm saying this to you, and I wish I was there hugging you and holding you right now, because I know that is the not easiest thing that you are. This is one of the not easiest things ever, because I know you pour your heart and soul into these kids. And I know you live for your kids. I get this. But here's the deal. This is the universe's way of saying, too, is live for yourself. Live for yourself. Because until you do that, the energy won't shift. We've got to shift that energy. We've got to shift it. And the only way it's going to shift is within you. And if you keep locking it up into, I don't want to be here because he's doing this, well, guess what? He's still here.
Right.
He's still texting you.
Right.
He's still connected to you and will always be. I'm saying, let's shift this energy. And I know sometimes we say, well, I shouldn't have to do that or whatever. I understand that. And sometimes we just need to be understanding and
right,
say, okay, I'm opening my arms. I'm telling you, I hear you. I acknowledge you. I love you. I'm your parent. I want you to be safe. And please do not disrespect me again. Do not disrespect. And you, as a parent, take a deep breath and say, you know, I'm not going to react to this, because the reaction only stirs that up within you. It creates
right,
that same vibe and the same, it's going to just be the same loop, that freaking loop. We want to break
right,
that cycle. The only way
right,
you break the cycle is to soothe it. We want to soothe it. And where does it start? It starts with you. You want to be the example for him? soothe it for him. Say, honey, it's okay, I understand you. Use either I understand, I acknowledge you, or I hear you.
Right.
Before you text anything, I understand, I acknowledge, I hear you.
Right.
Those, it doesn't mean you agree. It just means I'm hearing what you're saying.
Right.
I am digesting this. And I am telling you, I understand you. I mean, if you want, I'll write it and text it to you, and you can text it to him. I mean, it's like,
you know what?
Because,
please do that, because I'm incapable.
Yeah.
Right.
Raven said, girls are different than boys. Boys get kidded about their mom smothering them. It's not easy, but do what is best for you and them with love. We're here to guide them. We can't force them to do anything. And it's so true. It's so true. But and I know, Liz, you taught both of them. Because when we're around them, they are very respectful. They're very kind. They're very funny. They're very loving. They're very playful. Jeremiah is extremely playful. You know, he's that guy. He's very charming.
Yep.
And you did that, okay? You did that. You are his mom, and you created that within him. Okay, you get kudos for that. I know how much love there is, and I know how much he loves you, and I know how much you love them. And it's like, and you guys get stubborn with each other, and so let's just continue to soothe that. Let's continue to soothe that, and just acknowledge where he is as a young black man in a big city, and really standing up for who he is, and taking steps. You don't know. Like, here's the deal. Yes, things have happened. And yet, this guy, I know, is an example to his friends. I know this guy
has
friends that wish they had a mom like you. I know that.
Yep, true.
I know he's told me.
Yeah.
I've seen it. He's told me. He said, yeah. And he said, you know, he's like, you know, I want to bring my friends over, Mom. And it's like, Mom says, yes, okay, bring them over and I'll feed them because you're that mom.
Right.
Okay. You instilled that confidence in him, confident for him to know at 15 he's leaving his place in New York City and going out because he's confident and he's strong. You did that as his mother. You've got to be proud of that. You've got to be proud that he's so strong and so capable.
Right.
You've got to be proud of this guy. And when you can change your energy within you about the emotion of it, you know what? We all have free will. We're all going to go do things. And sometimes things happen in the most interesting ways that shift. It could, you know, he knows you love him. He's got that. He keeps coming back. He keeps texting you, whether it's nice or not. He's texting you. And that's pretty harsh. That text was pretty harsh. And it's like, okay, let's, you know, and when you get him there, it's like, you know, do you want to talk about this? Do you want to really talk about it? Probably not. Okay.
No,
I'm going to back off. But I'm going to tell you I love you. I'm always going to tell you I love you.
Oh,
and you're going to need to know that I always want you. So 100 times a day. I know it. I've been there. I've been there between the mush fest with you guys. You know, I've been there. I mean, they love you. You love them. You made very confident men. You've made very beautiful men, very charming men, very thoughtful men. You did that. And I've also seen where you've also reacted to these men, and these men have reacted to you. So let's break that cycle. Let's start having a cycle of, I understand, and just know, okay, we've got 3 years of reaction with Jeremiah, and even more years of that with them seeing other interactions going on, other situations going on. So you've said that to myself. You've said, you know, they've learned certain ways. Now it's time for them to unlearn them. Well, who teaches them that? That's you too. So you're the parent, the one parent that's going to teach them that. You're going to be the one parent that says, I understand you, I acknowledge you, I'll always love you and always want you to be safe, and I don't have control over you. You are your own entity, and you're going to have to understand that when things happen, you're going to have to find solution, okay? I'm your mom. You can call me. We can work through solution together. But know when stuff happens in life, because it always does, you're going to have to find solution. You're going to have to look for solution, because this isn't about you getting in trouble than me coming and bailing you out. This isn't about me. Now you're with Jeremiah. He's 15. Yeah, of course you're going to jump. You're going to go. I get that. But you also, you're starting a phase of, I want to say a phase of letting go, a phase of letting them be their own men, a phase of allowing them to, you know, to stub their toe, a phase of them that's going to really build their foundation. So sometimes it's not easy, and we get that. And sometimes we understand, and we just need to be reminded, as I do as well, shift your energy, shift your energy. This whole process of me shifting my energy of not seeing my kids every day, you know, I've seen my kids maybe once or twice a month in the last couple of months. But and when I see my kids, it is the most joyful time, the most loving time, the most happy time for all of us. And then I have to let them go. Not easy, but I let them go and I back off and I say, you know, let's make arrangements for the next time. Hey, you know, at least your kid texts you. My kids haven't. Lily texted me once in 4 months.
Okay.
I asked her last night. I said, when I text you, can you guys just reply? It doesn't have to be every time, just every once in a while. And Jaden's like, I know I'm real bad with technology. And my son doesn't like technology. He likes a book. You know,
oh,
I'm like,
but we
thank
love
you,
that.
God.
Yeah, don't change.
Thank you, God.
Yeah. Thank you, Dalai
Lama.
Lily
loves technology. Yeah. Lily loves technology. So I'm like, Lil, I'm going to text you. Text me back, okay? And I said, I make plans. I put it in them. Okay, let's make plans for the next time we're going to be together, what we're going to do. Let's make plans. And it's like, can it be that day, that day? And, of course, you know, I have to kind of send messages to their mom. Hey, can I see them today? Hey, can I?
Yeah, the whole thing.
Yeah, I was very lucky that they happened to be in town. They came back because of the storms in Florida. So they're going to be here for 2 weeks. I'm soaking that up.
Oh, great. Oh, I'm happy for you. That's great.
So not, I'm not comparing at all, but I'm just saying
–
I would love to kind of get any kind of message from my kids, you know, whatever that is.
Yeah.
You know, he texted you back. I'm like, he texted you back. Oh my God, he texted you back. He texted you this morning. So let's start a phase of, I understand, I still love you, I want you to be safe, and eventually it's going to go to when you have an issue going on, you have to find solution. You have to start looking for solution. Until I can get to you or till I can help you find solution, you're going to have to look for solution, you know. And this is, and there have been times when, I mean, there have been people who've gone through some stuff and I discussed it with them, and then they said, well, you could have said, I told you so. You could say to Jeremiah, I told you so.
No.
But you're not. Here's mom.
No.
I love you. I want you safe. But, and you asked for independence. Here's independence. Now find some solution. You know? So that's for him. When he starts asking you, Mom, you know, are you going to put my initials in my underwear? Say, here's a marker. Put your own initials in your underwear.
Exactly.
I mean, I'm being literal. Liz knows I'm being literal because I sat with her at the dining room table unpacking brand new underwear and putting his initials in it for camp.
For camp. Right,
so when you say get ready for camp, you want to go to camp, get ready for camp. Of course, she's not doing that because of the virus, but hand them a marker next time. Hand them the labels next time, you know?
Yeah, I'm going to hand
Let him be his independent grown-up self.
Right.
Oh, food? Wait a second. I didn't know if you were going to be here. Now, that's a hard one for you, Liz. Liz cooks food in the morning so it sits on the stove for her boys to eat all day.
Yeah, well, I think I'm going to go on strike.
Yeah, well, see, that's the thing. We come in, I'm hungry, Mom. Like, what's your solution, son? Your solution is go in the refrigerator, make your food.
Start changing it, too, and say,
you know what? I'm an independent person. You've shown me that you're independent, and you can walk out here at any time, and you can disrespect me. Well, guess what? I'm not going to disrespect you, but I love you, but you're an independent man. You make your own meals. You clean up after yourself, and you make your own meals. You want to be like that? You want to be come in and out of here? You don't have a job. I'm the one toting the note here. You know, my home. you've got to be that person and say, you're 15. You could get a job at 15. Go get a job. Buy a few groceries. You know? I know that's extreme for you. Liz is like, whoa, wait a second. I'm good with, I understand, I love you, be safe, you know? So,
yeah.
But do you see what I'm saying? It's changing your
energy,
honey. I sure do. And yeah. I know. You know what, though? I mean, even just now listening to your voice, instead of staying in this a whole day and stomping around about it a whole day, which I know you
can't.
I
got too much
I think
to
you just,
yeah.
I think you shifted it, and I think you understand. I think you get me.
I
think
do.
You understand. Because this has been a process. This little thing has been, since I was there last year, you have been saying to yourself, I'm done with this. I can't do this anymore. I'm done with this. I can't do this anymore. Now, let me tell you, between then and now, this has been the first nasty text, though? Or has there been another?
The first in a while.
Okay. So we're just going to break the cycle. We're going to break the cycle of this texting, this kind of text, this disrespectful texting.
Yeah, it's a disregard. It's an overall disregard.
But obviously, let's stand in his shoes for a moment and just look at his perspective of kind of like, oh, crap, you know, in his mind, he's already like, okay, I've left the house in the middle of the night. Mom's going to be so pissed off. I'm going to stay out. She's going to be really pissed off. So I'm going to go ahead and warn her in the way I know how to warn her, which is what he did.
Preemptive
and so that you can be, not only can you be pissed off that he was out, but you're going to be pissed off at this text. So he's going to go ahead and row that up. So what we're going to do is we're just going to interact with him, and I'm going to send you that text, and you're going to interact with him and say what I say. And so you're just going to soothe that. You're just going to soothe it. You're not saying I agree with you. You're just saying I acknowledge you, and I love you, and I want you to be safe. And I said, and dearest son, you know, when you text me, when you go out again, just text me, and please don't.
Well, he's on the tracker. He's on the tracker. He just knew that I would see because I get the report from the tracker. It shows me where he's been. So he knew.
Yeah.
So. Mm-hmm. He knew that I would see it, and he just didn't want me to pour, like, cold water on him and say, what the hell were you doing, you know, not that I would ever do that.
Because that's the cycle. That's the cycle you guys are in. You get mad at him. He kind of plays it off a little bit, and then he sleeps all day, you know, or he does what he does. I mean, he's there. But it's like you've got to set some rules and boundaries for yourself and just say, okay, I know, and we won't even mention the tracker. We're just going to say, okay, I understand you want this freedom. Just do me a favor and text me when you're heading out so that I don't have to check if you're out. And I want you to be safe, and I love you. And, that's it. You can't, and I know for you, I mean, I can tell, I know in my heart that is not an easy thing for you to do. And these are this is step one in it to really soothe the energy because ignoring it is just going to keep perpetuating that.
Yeah.
Let's open a dialogue that is more about safety and love over F you and I can do what I want to do. And because the thing is that we don't want to get to a point where you are, you know, you're seriously trying to block a door and not let him out because we know that doesn't work because eventually he goes out.
I can't do anything.
Eventually you have to sleep. And you can't do it. And it's just, it's disruptive and it's upsetting. And he knows, you've already said it to him. So he knows, he's got it. You've been saying it for 3 years. He's got it. So let's turn it around now. Let's be to this point where he's going to read that text and go, whoa. Okay.
I don't think he's going to go, whoa, or okay. He's just going to be like, okay, whatever.
Well, but you don't know
I don't
know
think it's
that.
Going to make an impact.
Okay.
I don't know that, but my experience.
Well, you don't know that. When you send it, check in with yourself and see if you are, how you're feeling when you send it. Because I want you to send it with love. Nothing but pure love.
Of course I will. Yeah,
she,
I mean,
yeah.
I might stay
not
parked
from a place
when
of
you
being
send
angry.
It to me. No, of course
yeah.
not. No, I might keep it
yeah.
parked, you know, before
yeah.
I send it. But I will send it when I feel calm and neutral. And then we'll see what happens.
Yeah.
Yeah. Thank you, though.
Yeah.
I
so,
appreciate
you're
you.
You're welcome. I just I appreciate you, too.
Welcome to the Lois Effect.
My
name is...
Did you
what the hell's
this
show?
Did you talk to Lois about this?
I didn't talk to anybody. I'm talking to you, crazy girl.
Yeah, well, okay, so Raven says a boy, a teenager are very difficult at times. Yes, especially right now. Sometimes it's a matter of giving each other space. And she said giving them the freedom to make the right choices. Yes, very much so. And the fact
yeah.
is that, you know, here's the deal. He doesn't really have his own private space at your place, you know. He doesn't
no.
really have that. So
no.
for him,
no.
his space is the city. He he's kind of made that he's kind of made that for himself. Even when his brother was gone away, he kind of
right.
still made it. He didn't
yeah,
didn't really stay home.
That's a very interesting
yeah.
parallel because
mm-hmm.
growing up in the city, I you know when people say, "Well, can you describe your childhood?" and I say it was a very enriched childhood, but it wasn't necessarily a happy one. And my escape was the city also. So it's
yes.
I get it, like the freedom and the comfort of the
right.
city. As ironically, how can New York be comfortable? Well, if this is all you know, it's your small little town. So
yes.
it is comfortable and
yeah.
and at least technically there's more safety because there's just more there's just more people looking out because it's still, even though it's Corona, it's still the city that doesn't sleep. And also our numbers are so good. So the risk is
mm-hmm.
still lower, but the threat, you know, the threat, the second any of us leave the house, there's the threat. I mean, whatever our destiny is our destiny. It's already written. However, just not a cute thing to wake up to when it's like,
right.
This is such a period of, I feel like everything in my life is on the line in terms of investing
right.
in my future and in stability and in taking care of my family. And it's just not
mm-hmm.
a thing a girl wants to wake up to.
Mm. No,
you know,
not at all.
Yeah,
and
just call
I,
me
I
Angel
totally
in the morning.
That. At least
that's what I want.
Yeah. Well, I want you to... I don't like hearing you say I don't want
to
be here on this planet. This makes me not want
to
be here because, but
yeah.
that's what it does to you. And know that the bottom line is, regardless of who he is, you don't have control over him.
No
human has a control over any human. Sadly, that's true. As they're tiny.
Right.
They don't really, you know, they rely on us. They grab our hands.
Right.
We walk with them or whatever. But as they grow in their independence, we stop having control. We can't,
right.
you know, for us to even try to even control them constantly
no, it's impossible.
Is a nightmare for us. So the idea is, Amish comedian says my 15-year-old sneaks out too. So, and it's like, this is, you know, that typical adolescent behavior, right? At the same time, I understand, you know, I've been, you know, again, I say I'm very fortunate to have been in the household literally when all this is transpiring. So I get
yeah,
it.
You know,
and sometimes,
yeah.
and you and I have kind of had these conversations before. And it's
oh, sure
just
we
getting
have.
To the point where I see, you know, and especially since the pandemic, and you are concerned. And I'm not saying worried, I'm saying concerned because we're changing
yes.
all of our words now. You do want to be on the planet because you want to be here for them when they do come in. You want to be a concerned
so much,
parent. You don't want to be a worried parent. You know, so all of those things. So as you as my one of my dearest, dearest friends
Thank
is,
you.
I love you. I want you on this planet.
Thank
and
you.
And when I see Jeremiah, I'm gonna. I would like to put him in a headlock, but he's so freaking tall, I can't really get to him. So you know.
No.
Amish comedian says, I heard the neighbor's kids making the cuckoo noise, and that means they're sneaking out.
Right.
Okay.
That's
oh,
funny.
My God. You know, yeah. So, you know, kids
realness.
Have their own way.
right?
Yeah, hugs and, I mean, what do you do? These are your kids.
That's what
you
listen,
acknowledge them.
Listen,
you say,
I
understand.
I know what
I
did. I
love you.
Right.
I want you to be safe, you know?
Right.
I mean, that's the gist of it. And as parents, I get it. You know, I'm in a different situation where I'm not with them every day. So I don't get to experience that. But I did.
Yeah, well,
the angst that I did experience was the fact that I didn't communicate with them for a long time. Not my choice.
It's a different
and
angst,
I
of course.
I had to say the universe brought this in for some reason. The universe
right.
brought this in. And I don't know why, except it has allowed me to make a stronger foundation and to do things that I really needed to do because I've started filling up that time and energy with really good, positive things.
Right.
And so not that I don't think about them, not that I'm not concerned about them, because I certainly am.
Of course.
You know, the fact is, you know, we used to have this you know, something happened in the house. Where do you go? We go meet outside at the mailbox. You know, when I realized that there was no mailbox anymore, you know, there was no family.
Right.
Moving all of that, you know, I'm like, well, he's still there. You know, I'm like, you know, there. So we have those conversations when we're together, and we know that should something go on, my hope is, they would contact me. Let me know what's going on. Let me know where they're at. Let me know how I can help. I can't say that their mother would, but hopefully they will.
Right.
So
right.
those are, you know, they're different concerns, but they're very similar.
Sure.
But I got it. I had the question of, do I want to be on this planet if I'm not with my kids every day? But you know what?
Right.
Kids grow up. They become their own people. They become
Thank
their
God.
Own adults.
Grow up.
And then guess what? You're still on the planet. We're for most of us, we're still here, right? We're still here. We're still kicking and screaming. We're still doing what we're doing. And you know what? Their situations become their situations, and they have to find their own solution. And they're going to look back at the time when mom was going crazy because I was out and about, and then their 15-year-old is doing the same thing to them.
I can't wait. I hope I'm alive. I'll be there with my cocktail, my popcorn. I'm like, have fun.
Raven says she's talked about this on the air. She says, I will probably never know what it would be like to have a son who acts like an adult. At times, her son is like a teenager, and he has his moments.
Right.
We all do.
Right.
But I wouldn't change who he is. He is common sense.
No.
He knows right from wrong, and she loves him more every day.
That's so beautiful.
And so we all have our own perspective, and all we can is we can support each other and love each other.
Right.
And I know for a fact that here's my thing. When I walk in, when I go see my kids, I make sure I check in with my energy, make sure that I'm smiling and I'm happy, because I usually am very happy to see them.
Of course.
And I want them to know that I'm happy. Even when I'm not with them, that I'm happy. And I want them to be happy, too. Even though when they're not
That's
with me, I want them to be happy. Do the best I can. And when they when you need me, call me or text me or find me. I said the easiest way, if you don't have my phone number or anything, I go type in your last name in the Google, and the first thing that pops up is a way to get in touch with me. You know, like just get in touch.
Because your letter starts
with
A, right?
Well, but our last name, we have the same last name, and it's a very complicated last name. So every person with that last name is related to me. So
it
doesn't
course.
Matter who they call. They're looking for me or EC. They can track us down, you know?
Right.
Yeah.
Well, you know, what miraculous timing, you know, where I had read this text like 6 in the morning, and it didn't really register.
Mm-hmm.
And then, you know, to read it again, literally moments before calling in, and then I'm hearing the music, and then I'm like choked up. I'm like, oh, I can't even talk.
Yeah.
But perfect. So that's, you know, I was able to put those feelings someplace thanks to this show, and thanks to you, and thanks to Elisa, and thanks to our listeners and everything else. So anyway, enough about me. Thank you. So how are you? How are you guys? How are you, Elisa?
Oh, my God. I'm listening to all this thinking, I can only imagine what my parents went through with my brothers.
Yep.
And I'm like, overall, like, God, I was a really good kid.
Yes. The golden child.
For the most part, golden child, until I came out. But
you heathen lesbian, you.
I know. No kids. I'll never have a kid. I'll never have a grandkid. You know that type of thing.
Oh
my God. But Anna, you're on fire. Like, that was awesome.
Thank you.
because I wouldn't know. I would just be like, I don't know what to tell you. You know, I wouldn't even, I mean, I would just probably feel those feelings with you. I know that. Because I would be on the witnessing side of that. That's what I know. I know what it's like with my parents fretting about what's happened to their sons whenever they got in whatever trouble they got into. And, you know, my ongoing joke is I would get those lectures twice. I have two older brothers. Even if they got the same trouble at the same time, I'd get it twice. I empathize with you because I saw that that's what my mom was going through with, you know, and I only saw part of it. I didn't see full on, you know, fretting and gnashing of teeth and, you know, just what's going on. I felt like I did, but I know I didn't. I know there's plenty that I didn't see growing up. And when I talk about feeling protected, even that energetically, even that was a way. I mean, I'm just surprised. I'll hear stories in from my brother Alvin about, oh yeah, you know, we did this, but what? Or, you know, I'm like, really, you guys did that? And then I look at him and I see his daughter. I'm like, I'm going to tell her all these stories about you, just so you'll know.
Right.
You know, but you know, there's no guarantee with whatever gender. You know,
nope.
Whatever, you know, we just never know what's going to happen.
No.
But I think it's interesting that you also knew that that's how you escaped. You got out.
Yep.
So you kind of know, do know.
Yeah. He and I are very similar, which is so funny. Like,
right.
He and I have a lot of traits. I mean, it didn't matter that I didn't give birth to him. We are very, very similar.
Mm.
Yeah.
Oh. We do have in the chat, White Lily wants to have a card. So maybe we could do that the last few minutes.
Let's totally do that. I don't want to talk about my bullshit anymore.
And Raven is sending her
love.
Thank you. All right, let me pull up the database. Okay, I'm ready. So the number associated with this message is 461. 461. And here's the message that you picked, White Lily. Accept that not everyone you interact with will understand your energetic lexicon. You're a light body poet expressing sonnets of the soul. Oh, what a deep, beautiful, poetic message that I don't remember writing. Here it is again. Because I don't remember any of them. Except that not everyone you interact with will understand your energetic lexicon. You're a light body poet expressing sonnets of the soul. Damn. All right. okay. 461.
And she wrote, OMG, totally what's going on. So she gets it. She gets it.
Yes, getting it.
That's great. It is a beautiful.
I know, it's pretty.
Image, you know. 461, which equals an 11, by the way. So there's already the overall energy is of this master number of inspired support and leadership. So a lot of it is realizing who you are and embracing your true self, and then expressing that. Regardless, there's a fearlessness that comes with being a one, but when you have two ones, there's still that sense of self, but also an understanding of other people. The thing you hear is that you're being you, and you let other people figure out themselves. You know, whether you know if you think there's an effect, that's really not on you. It's just like, well, you're just doing you. So the four is just this structure, this foundation, sort of like the comment, like everybody kind of does this. That's the four. But then the six is the central number. That's love. And that is this compassion and this understanding that, you know, that says, hey, I love you however you are. and I love me for who I am. So when we get into that final number of the one, it still goes back to the self, but all these other things, the four and the six, give it a structure, give it meaning. And as long as you embody who you are and you're aware that that's what you're doing, you're not being cast into doubt or swayed because someone is uncomfortable, then that, even though it could be very uncomfortable and awkward all the way around, it still helps you and the other person or persons around you grow into being more of who they are and acknowledging who they are. In fact, it's even acknowledging what they are, what their preferences are, what they like or what they don't like. Usually they know what they don't like, but at some point it goes back around to, okay, this is what I do like. Okay, then it's not about having to make them see what you're doing or vice versa. So, you know, each person expresses, and there's a beauty in that when it's in alignment, when they know that they're in alignment, there's a total beauty in that. And I think everybody has glimpses of either themselves or another person that they regard very highly when they're in that. And it's usually when they're at like a horrible, trying moment, and yet they come through that crisis, and people who know them know that, wow, that's the integrity that this person has. And look at them. It's not when everything's happy and easy.
Right.
It's when it's the difficult stuff that really sticks out. And that's the power in being who you are and being,
yeah,
like that says, a light body.
Right.
That's what people end up seeing.
Yeah. Very, very well said, and a nice add-on to what we were just talking about, or what Anna was just talking about. And I want to say, while you were breaking down the number of White Lily's message, which I really appreciate the message, so thank you for picking it, White Lily, Anna had sent me the text that she composed. Thank you, Anna. So that it's like Cyrano de Bergerac, so that I could copy and paste it. And while Elisa was talking about the number sequence, I did that. And I just want to share that the second I pressed send, my energy, I feel so much lighter.
Mm.
So thank you, guys.
Nice.
Yeah, because I would have never sent that. I would have never sent like that message at all. I would have just been like, I'm shutting you out. I'm not acknowledging this.
Yeah.
So thank you
for facilitating this.
Yeah. So thank you. That's really helpful. And the proper step that I did not have the bandwidth or capacity to initiate. But look how perfect. Like my soul cracked open. And I'm like, oh, I got to call in for the show. Oh, I'm falling apart. Oh, I can't even say my, I couldn't even say my name.
Mm.
So, but the universe provided the support with you guys,
yeah,
and this show, mm, and our listeners, which I'm very grateful for. So thank you.
Yeah. Amish comedian says there's a 15-year-old is trying hard to get a job. that is not getting any callbacks, but the 14-year-old's been working all summer. So I would say to you, it is about, it's about the energy. I mean, again, back to energy. It's like your 14-year-old probably is like really maybe excited about their job or kicking some booty with the job, and the 15-year-old maybe they want something more creative or more something else. I feel like not just, even though they feel like maybe that's what they, you know, let's go work at McDonald's or let's go work at, you know, food, because that's, you know, you think of all the things that are open that people are working, you know, and Amazon is a big one, obviously, grocery stores, anything that's going to feed people. Those are, you know, things like that are, you know, generally hiring. And, you know, sometimes that's not a job. You know, people are like, I don't want that kind of job. I want something else. I want something more creative. So, I mean, if they're good with computers, there's things to do online. I will tell you that right now. So, she was saying it was funny about the text. Yeah, it is funny, but sometimes it takes a third, fourth, fifth, tenth perspective, right?
And it takes a village, and in my case, it takes the village people. But whatever, I'll take the village.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah. So, yeah, who's, let's see, somebody else is messaging in there.
And I know, Elisa, sure. you have a hard exit, right?
Yes.
So
yes.
Elisa, you wanna dip out, and Anna and I will wrap up?
I think that would be great. I'm gonna do
okay.
A quick tweet on our thing, but yeah, you guys, I love you.
Yep.
What a wonderful,
love you.
I love you
love
too.
Wonderful
you so
show, and I appreciate you guys so much. Everyone, take care. Have a great weekend.
All right.
And I'll talk to you guys soon.
Bye, Elisa.
Bye, Elisa.
Bye.
Bye.
We have somebody in chat, and this will be for you, Liz, because you'll be tuning in. So,
yeah.
She said, if there's time, I'd like to ask if you pick up anything about the cute guy who was staring at me where I park my car in the morning, please, and thank you. So
oh,
is
God.
This a
who's the what's the
one,
handle of the?
Hold on, I'm trying to see how, because it's, you know, me and this. This blasted chat. Oh, from Lil Fairy.
Oh,
Lil Fairy.
Yes. I know. I just every time I hear her name, I go, "Hey, Lil Fairy." So she wants to know about the cute guy who sees her parked. Who sees her parked the car?
Who is staring at her where I park my car in the morning? Is this consistent? Does this happen consistently?
I think it's consistent.
Is he always there? Is the cute guy always there?
It's happened at least a couple of times. I want her to verify that.
Okay. Yeah. Let me see. So
she messages us regularly because of work during the show.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, this has definitely happened more than a couple of times.
It happened once. We caught eyes once. Do you see this guy, though? I mean, obviously, do you see him? Or is it just a...
I don't think it was a one-time thing. Maybe they locked eyes once, but I don't think this
I
is
mean,
a...
if he's been around, I think he's been staring at you.
Yeah.
Okay,
so what's the question?
I noticed him a couple of times. Okay, we're going to probably go off the air here. Lil Fairy, I don't know if how you're listening to us, but... best thing to, we'll go ahead and we'll tune into that, and then we'll say what we're going to say, and then if you want, we'll give the email address.
Yeah,
they see each other every morning.
Yeah, that's what I thought.
Yeah.
So what's the question?
The question is, do we have any energy, anything about that? They see each other every
morning. Yeah, there's a spark.
Go talk to the man.
There's
a spark. Go talk to him.
Just smile.
Oh, my God. Go say hi.
Next time, smile.
Yeah,
that's
smile.
It. Next
Everything.
Time, smile. And then if you want anything else, just message earlier in the show. But, yeah, smile.
Yeah,
that's your
yeah,
homework.
Come into the show on Thursday. Yeah, smile at him. Say hi to him. Acknowledge him.
Just smile.
Communication, folks. That's what this
or,
show is
or
about.
Just, or
communication.
Oh, you know what I'm getting? Like a smile and then just the gentlest, most subtle of ways. Just a little... Just a little sliver of a wave and a smile, and then keep it moving. That's your homework, Lil Fairy.
Yep. Start from there. That's your homework.
That's it.
So
okay.
Email.
So we'll sign up.
You can. Yeah. Email to LOA Blend, right? It's LOA Blend at Gmail.
Yeah. I'm gonna
is
get
that,
the address
is that the
now.
Email if you want. Yeah. Oh. Okay.
Yeah. Yeah. I'm signing
okay.
off.
Okay. She's gonna come back on later. Okay.
Yeah, so if you guys want to get a hold of us, as Anna just said, but I'll repeat it, please email loablend@gmail.com. And I have to say, the private readings I've been doing, they've been, like, off the charts. I charge more to people who don't listen, like $30 more, and even that's a discount. Mm-hmm. But for our listeners, for until further notice, $50 for an hour. I charge more to people who don't listen to the show. And I've been very fortunate. I've been doing lots of readings lately. If you want that or you want to get a hold of us, you can email loablend@gmail.com. And we're scheduled to be back on the air on Tuesday at 8:30 a.m. Eastern Time. Stay safe. Take care of yourselves and each other. And as always, let the light do the work and to brighter days ahead. Anna, thank you so much for your facilitation and support. I love you guys. Stay safe and be well. Take care. Bye. Okay.
Love you all.
Love
bye.
You. Bye.
That you like.